Good morning and welcome to the Kirkside Cafe. Chuck Meether here with you, dishing up another Catalate, this time from Lord's Day 42, and it's a double shot. So question answer 110 and 111 we will consider this morning. What does God forbid in the Eighth Commandment? God forbids not only such theft and robbery as are punished by the government, but God views as theft also all wicked tricks and devices whereby we seek to get our neighbor's goods, whether by force or by deceit, such as unjust weights, lengths, measures, goods, coins, usury, or by any means forbidden of God, also all covetousness and the misuse and waste of his gifts. Proverbs 11:1 weighs in, dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Also from Proverbs 16:11, honest weights and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his work. Deuteronomy 25:13-15, but you shall not have in your bag differing weights, a heavy and a light. You shall not have in your house differing measures, a large and small. You shall have perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure, that your days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And then from the New Testament, 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And now to 111, but what does God require of you in this commandment? Again, as we look at all the commandments, God, idol, name, day, honor, murder, adultery, steal, that's the one we're on now, by covet. So regarding stealing, that I further my neighbor's good when I can and may deal with him as I would have others deal with me, and labor faithfully so that I may be able to help the poor in their need. So, dear friends, if there's any kind of stealing going on that's profitable, may it be that you steal from yourself, of yourself, to serve your neighbor, to help his or her well-being. And that flies right out of Philippians 2, verse 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. 1 Timothy 6, 6 and 7. Now godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and certainly we can carry nothing out. So it is godliness that we want to pursue, and in doing godliness, we serve our neighbor. Ephesians 4:28, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Imagine that. Working, laboring, gaining a wage from that labor, and then giving it away to that person who has need. This is not enabling the poor, those who refuse to work. God is not saying that. But God is saying to give to that person who has, for whatever reason, become disenfranchised and is in need. So let's walk with the King today and serve our neighbor and be a blessing.